neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It says in the Pasuk, Parshat Yitro, that Yitro suggested to Moshe Ben Alav Shalom that you have to inform your nation that the path that they walk accordingly, and then also they should do, and you should inform him what path Yelechuba. What does Yelechuba mean? Lalechet, what does Yelechuba mean?
Go with it. They go in.
What's the difference between doing, following, and Yelechuba? What's the difference? So Gemara understands that this different direction that Yisro gave to Moshe Ben Alav Shalom has different messages, such as he told them, your nation should do Bikur Cholim. You have to go and visit the sick and observe the mitzvot. And also Yelechu Bah, he told Moshe Ben Alav Shalom that your nation should have a mentality called Lifnim Mishurat Hadin. You heard about this? Yes? What does it mean? You heard about it? Then you didn't ask, what does it mean? No, you should. Anything that you hear, you don't know what it means, you should ask.
What does it mean, Rabbi?
Lifnim Mishurat Hadin means we have Kris Palachot. Lifnim Mishurat Hadin means Tachfif. It means whatever that the law requires, there is a way that we could be lenient. So he told them, you have to teach your nation to do Lifnim Mishurat Hadin. So Gemara brings an example about Rabba Bar Hanna. So he very much into making wine, bottles of wine. Remember that they used to make bottles of wine? Yes?
Yeah,
he used to make it or not?
Yes?
Yes. So he says that one time he hired the workers to carry his bottle of wine, the barrel of the wine. As they were carrying the barrel of the wine, so it was too heavy, they dropped it, and they broke the barrel. So at the end of the day, they came and they asked for the salary. So before they leave the house of Rabbi Bar Hanna to carry the barrels, they left their clothing there. So he didn't give it to them. He said, who's going to pay for my wine? So the workers, they went to the Chacham, and they went to Rav. So Rav told the workers, go tell Rabbi Bar Hanna, the owner of the barrels of the wine, that I said to give your clothing back. So then he went there and asked them, is this the halakha really? He said, no, this is not halakha, but you have to do Lifnim Mishurat Hadin. It's true that they broke they cause you damages, but you have to do Lifnim Mishurat Hadin. So the worker said, how about our wages? So what are you talking about? I'm giving your clothing back. I'm not taking any damages from you. Now you want me to pay you too? So I'm not going to pay you. So again, they went to Rob. He said, he's not going to pay us. So he told them, go tell Rabbi Bar Hanna, he should pay you too. He said, I have to pay you? He said, yes. So he went back to Rav, and then he was very surprised. You know, how could such a thing be? He said, yes, pay him. Why?
The wine was poisoned?
Because it says that Yehudi have a task. It's called Ve'orchot Saddiqim Tishmor. Just doing the Torah Mitzvot is not enough. You have to do it in a way to glorify the name of Hashem. Of course, it costs you damages, but these poor people, that's what they gain a living. So now you want to keep their clothing. You want to not pay them, so they're going to go home. How they going to support their family? So he paid them. That's what Yitro told Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. This is what Gemara learned from the statement of Yitro. Yelechu bah, what does Yelechu bah mean? Lifnim mishurat hadin. Why are you surprised?
Because sometimes we hear great things, sometimes we hear not so great things about Yitro, and this is a very great concept.
No, it's not something new. You know, Yitro is not credited really, but see, the Shira that we practice on a daily basis, we remind ourselves, Mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem. We praise the Ribono Shel Olam, Mi kamocha ba'elim. What does elim mean? Elilim? Say?
Idols.
Chas v'shalom, how can you say such a thing? Can you, Chas v'shalom, say that Hashem is better than all the other gods? Yes? Are there any other gods?
No.
So you say this in the morning?
No,
you don't say in Azishir? How can you say such a thing? It says in your Sidur, Mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem? Gemara says, Chas v'shalom. We don't compare Ribono Shel Olam with other gods. What do you mean other gods? Gemara explains, Elim, it's very similar to with the term that is used, Chas v'shalom, ilem. What does ilem means? What does ilem means? The one that is not able to speak. So we praise Hashem. Why? Because he pretends, just like somebody that is not able to speak. Say mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem. You know, people, there's something bothers them. Like I say, you hear a noise. Or somebody disrespects you, or somebody takes your parking spot. You know, you go around and looking for parking spot, then all of a sudden, you know, like a ferfere, he goes and grab your parking spot. What do you do to him? What do you do? People break their windows. No. Now they make the tire flat tire. No? I have pictures to show you. Why? Because you don't. You say, I'm not going to take it. People say, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it from you. Here it says, Mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, he has so much patience. You know, the stuff that we do make him angry. He holds it in so much, he even doesn't say a word. And that's why every morning, we praise Ribono Shel Olam, Mi kamocha ba'elim Hashem. You see how people do to one another. So you take this from me, you did this to me, you know, you did it behind my back. You see people, they get so frustrated. But here you see that actually the task of a person here is, the Chas v'Shalom, he should not feel his burden, Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam. Can be a chol, becomes ilim, ilim. He closes his mouth. More so that we have to at least a little bit learn from him. And that's what Lifnim Mishurat Hadin is all about. But we have to work on this attitude, Chas v'Shalom, cause Machloket, Sinat Chinam, God forbid, between Am Yisrael. Hashem is like, to follow this path.
Amen.
Even though that they break our bottles of wine, give them their clothing bag, pay them the wage, and bring shalom v'ahava, v'zad Hashem ben Am Yisrael, and nisev Yeshuot and Mesorot Tovot v'karov.
koilani shomote halel kohalelu ko koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.